Thank you so much for allowing me to come before you again. I thank the apostle as he's listening in, him and Pastor Marisa. Thank you again for trusting me with your people, trusting me with your responsibility. Sometimes we have to have people share with what God has called us to do. And this morning, he's allowing me to share in his call. So I appreciate that. I appreciate the atmosphere that is in here this morning. And I do have a word prepared that I believe the Lord gave me. But you have set the stage for it very well. Very well. Thank you for following God. Because we can do a lot of things and plan a lot of things. And we feel comfortable once we really feel like we've planned and done. And we feel like this is going to be all right. But we're in a season now where God is shaking us up. And we're going to feel uncomfortable. I think he's kind of making us be still and know that I am God in this season. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Be still. It means you get out of the picture just a little bit. You sit on the sideline for a minute and let me be Jehovah. Allow me to be Yahweh. Let me be the God who rules and reigns, sovereign God whose name is holy. Hallelujah, sovereign God whose name is holy, righteous one. Oh my, oh my, oh my. I immediately want to go into tongues. Yes, yeah, 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 yeah. I'm going to say this a little funny, but a gentleman the other day, he said, I just love your preaching. I just love your preaching. From 30 years ago, I came and I heard you preach, and I was so excited. He said, and in the middle of it, you went into tongues, and I didn't know what you were saying. I was like, oh my, I'm so sorry. But sometimes when I'm speaking, the Holy Spirit just kind of grabs my language, my tongue, and I really don't know what to say in English. I don't know if anybody ever been like that. I really don't know what to say in English. Hallelujah. I am overwhelmed. My humanity gets overwhelmed by God. Oh, is there anybody in here that been there, done that? And my humanness, bows down. My humanness bows down. Aren't the spirit-filled believers in here today? That you can allow your humanness to bow down to the presence of the Lord. You know, it's okay. We came through an era in this land of self-discovery and, you know, giving a lot of attention to who we are and being happy and pleased in your own skin. And that's good. Hallelujah. But I think we're moving now. You got it. You got it. Everybody look good and feel good about themselves. Everybody doing everything they want to do with themselves right now. All stuff is available. You don't have to keep your nose. You can get rid of it. Hallelujah, right? Your skin color can be changed if you want that, and your eyes can be changed. Okay, so we got that. But now, can we now take that flesh and crucify it? Hallelujah. Oh, and let the presence of the Lord help us look like what we ought to look like. Let the God's holy and magnificent sovereign self bend us and break us and shape us. Hallelujah. And move us to who he wants us to be. Sovereign Lord, whose name is holy. I'm a little ahead of myself, but I'm going to keep on moving because I love this presence. I was seeking God about what to say today. And he spoke to me and he gave me the word discovery. Discovery, and it seems like an elementary word, a basic word, but he kept saying discovery. I said, but I don't even know if that's a spiritual word at all. But he kept saying discovery. So this morning I'm going to talk about the power of discovery. If we want to relate it to a scriptural word, we would probably use the word seek. But discovery is going to take us to a greater level than seek. In the legal system, before you can ever start a trial, you have to go to discovery. And the trial is based on what you bring to the judge in discovery. Are you following me? You may have a complaint, an issue, a complaint against someone. But when you bring it to the lawyer, a good lawyer will say, okay, but I got to go to discovery. You said this, but I got to go find some information based on what you said. So because the court will throw it out if I don't have some stuff that's true, that can be witnessed, that can be proven. And I will have to now find out about what you said and how can I prove it to be true. Say discovery. Say if we follow her, she's gonna take us somewhere. Discovery lands with sometimes dispositions and interrogation, but you're always looking for something to qualify the complaint. When we've been in the Lord a long time or for a little while, or we're able to experience days like this in his presence, many times we lose the art of discovery because we're so comfortable with the information we already have. We forget to check to see if it's more to that. Cold cases are opened with new discovery. Discovering it doesn't necessarily mean that it didn't exist. It means you didn't see it up until now. And you say, how did I miss that? Sometimes we go and we want to bring a case against the devil, but you haven't done the work of discovery. How are you going to verify your complaint? Hallelujah. What has been promised to you in the scripture? What did you miss? I need y'all to say hallelujah. In your search and your seeking. I feel good about this, but is that all there is to feel good about? I've come further than I ever been, but is that as far as you're supposed to go? Oh my. I'm happy with what I'm doing, but is that the last chapter in your assignment? Say discovery. I talked about being in covenant, and we have a responsibility to uphold our part of the covenant. But many times we don't know what our part is. It's because we haven't looked at the covenant enough to see what we were supposed to do and how we were supposed to do it and where we were supposed to be and how we were supposed to utilize that covenant. And so we miss opportunity because we're no longer searching and seeking. I'm saying to the body of Christ, and I believe this is a prophetic word, not just for heirs, but for this season, that the church has to go back to discovery. Hallelujah. We've come through a time where we have learned a lot. And we can put a lot together. You know, even with our worship, you can go on the internet now and really, really be taught how to perform and come up with something that might work. But have you gone back to the scripture to discover what really does work? Hallelujah. We pray a prayer and we get so comfortable with our challenges and with our requests and what we want, we forget to go back and take a chance and discovery to see, is that what I should have? Is that a part of the covenant? Did I miss something? Y'all, please help me. 2 Chronicles 15. And to get the gist of what I'm saying, you're going to have to read the chapter, the whole chapter, but I'm not going to do it. But I'm going to read out of the Message Bible, the Message interpretation of the Bible, which is fine because it was written for our learning and for our reading. But in discovery, we sometimes need to make sure, is that what the word said? Say hallelujah. Was that the intention of the scripture? Where was God going with that? Pastor Jamal, you said that this is a prophetic moment. Do we have enough capacity in our humanness to stay in the moment long enough to see where God is really going? You know, after 2 or 3 minutes, okay, Pastor Jamal, we need to move on. Well, come on, because I got to get out of here. Sometimes today I've got something to do. So maybe our discovery should be outside, and by the time we get back to the body of Christ and in this place, we have our information available. And so when we go to the judge says, okay, you got a case here. Hallelujah. If you don't complete your discovery, you don't have good discovery, your case may not even get to court. Lord, we're trying to fight the devil, and we have not even went and got the information we need to present to the judge. Come on, we missed something. Hallelujah. We've been looking right at this, but we missed something. We took off running and we didn't wait. We didn't look at it. And so the case now can't get to court because you missed something. And then you're wondering why it's not solved, but you didn't go to discovery. You didn't stay in discovery long enough to make sure you had the information needed to get the case to the judge. Sometimes our discovery is so great that they throw it out of court. Come on, y'all, can y'all help me? They said this proves that this didn't really happen. And I think that we'll have less spiritual warfare, come on, and being attacked on every side if we knew who we were and discover it. And then when we bring our case, we say, Satan, you don't have anything against me because I have discovered in the Word of God, in my time with God, in my prayer closet, the Holy Ghost has been speaking to me, so you don't even need to show up. I've already won. Say discovery. Hallelujah. We're coming out of a time of a teaching rain in the last 40, 50 years. So much words, so much books, so much information. And not only that, it lands with information, internet, AI, artificial, all kinds of information. You don't really have to know about two or three words and put it in, and it'll give you exactly what you need. We got all kinds of information, but are we winning our cases? Say hallelujah. Woo, y'all ain't gonna help me, but that's all right. Say glory. Say bless the Lord, oh my soul. And all that is within me, I bless your holy name. I sought the Lord. I sought the Lord. Hallelujah. And he heard me. Glory to God. I want the body of Christ to know that this is a time for us to go back and seek the Lord. The scripture says why he still may be found. He's saying, I got more information for you. I got some places that you have not turned over. I got some information that you have not heard before. This is a time where we must commit ourselves to discovery. I'm a lifelong learner, so I'm always looking to see if I can get something more out of what I already know. I'm encouraging you. Get something more out of it. Press that grape just a little bit. See if there's any more wine in there. Hallelujah. Press that olive just a little more. See if any more oil is in there. Hallelujah. I know you feel good about yourself. I know you feel anointed. But is there a little bit more that you can get in this season because the world has need of you? Hallelujah. Some of our stuff has gotten stale. Hallelujah. The lack of use of olive oil won't make it rank hallelujah, and you feel like you are anointed and you're stinking. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And if you let wine sit on its dregs without being filtered too long, that good sweet wine starts to taste like vinegar. Say, my God. Discovery. 2 Chronicles 15 from the Message Bible. Then Azariah, and you can go there with me. Azariah, moved by the Spirit of God. I like that right there. I like that right there. Stay there. Stay right there. This is the time of the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. This is the time when the Spirit of God has the best information for you. Moved by the Holy Spirit, Azariah was the prophet. Went out to meet Asa, the king. He said, listen carefully, Asa. Listen, Judah and Benjamin. I want you to hold to that. God will stick with you as long as you stick with him. If you look for him, he will let himself be found. Wow, wow, wow. But if you leave him, he will leave you. For a long time, Israel didn't have a real God, nor did they have the help of a priest or a teacher or a book. Well, when they were in trouble, they got serious. How many know we're in trouble? Hallelujah. I find myself stuttering because I hear the clamor in the atmosphere, but my spirit is sitting in a calmness. And I'm thinking, is this the calm before the storm? Is this Holy Ghost calmness, or am I beside myself because it really hasn't happened to me? Hallelujah. That's why I'm saying take that a little bit deeper, because we will miss what God is doing sitting in ourselves. And really, if you're your own commentary, you're going to really miss it. Because right now you feel like, well, ain't nothing happening to me. This could not get worse. But when they were in trouble and got serious and decided to seek God, the God of Israel, God let himself be found. Hallelujah. 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 If we go for discovery in this season, I believe revelation is going to show up. I believe that sound that we've been looking for is going to show up. Come on. I believe that we're going to be able to teach in the level of the Word of God that has been set forth for us in this generation. I believe we're going to uncover the things of the Spirit that we've been wanting for years. This is the best time to go for discovery, because the devil is mounting up. He's not even in God's category. He can't do nothing with God, but he can mess you up. Hallelujah. If you don't know who you are and what you got. Hallelujah. All right, let me keep reading. But when they were in trouble and got serious, I'm going to keep reading that, and decided to seek God, the God of Israel, God let himself be found. At that time, it was a dog-eat-dog world. Life was constantly up for grabs. No one, regardless of country, knew what the next day might bring. Nation battered nation, city pummeled city, God let loose every kind of trouble among them. He said, but it's different with you. you know, some of this stuff that's going on, it shouldn't shake us to the powers that be in fear, but it should shake us to see if I missed anything, hallelujah, in discovery. Hallelujah. I would hate to be sitting here thinking I'm all right and I got something else over in the corner that will serve the purpose for this battle better than anything else. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. They said I had that ace in the hole. Come on. I didn't bring up everything I had. I had something waiting. Do you know that God's got something waiting for us to discover, to come up against the enemies of this time and this season? Hallelujah. God has got a secret weapon that he wants us to use, to come up with, hallelujah, to discover, hallelujah, to continue to step on the enemy's head and put him in his place until the sovereign God says, time no more. The devil will not win, cannot win. He ain't gonna win. But do you have every weapon you need to make sure that he don't win? Say discovery. Hallelujah. At the time, it was a dog-eat-dog world. I don't need to even explain that. Right? It sounds like what we hear every day. Every man for himself. Rich get richer, poor get poor. What you had, I'm going to take from you. Hallelujah. What you trusted in may not exist tomorrow. Used to say next year, but now it's tomorrow. Life was up for grabs. Nations, battering nations, fighting and cities falling. Every amount of trouble loosed. Verse 7 said, but it's different for you. It's different with you. Say, it's different for me. Hallelujah. I just need to go into the basement of my soul. I need to go to that storage room where things have been packed away from generations. I just need to look under some beds. I need to look at that information on my contract and see what line I missed. Come on, somebody. I need to look at that what was left to me and see that I'm misreading something, because there is something more for me and I want it, and I want it now, and what is coming is for me, and I'm going to present it to the judge so the case against me will be thrown out. Asa heard the prophecy of Azariah, son of Obed, took a deep breath, then rolled up his sleeves and went to work. I believe that deep breath. Now they telling us how in mindfulness we need to breathe. We need to breathe. And you know, I'm one that deals with mindfulness, and I agree with the concept. But we've been told to breathe in the Holy Spirit long before they came up with the concept of mindfulness. Come on, why aren't you breathing more? Hallelujah. He is the breath of life. The Holy Ghost is the breath that's in the earth today. Oh, why aren't we breathing in the Spirit? Why won't we take a deep breath? Why don't we take a deep dive. Why don't we go a little bit deeper in the Holy Spirit to get more than we ever got? Why are we satisfied with a little bit of the presence? Hallelujah. And a little bit of tongues. How y'all? Come on. And a little bit of feel better. Why are we satisfied? But I'm saying to your body of Christ, take a deep breath. Oh, yes, I dare you to take one right now. Take a deep breath. Exhale of what's going on. Breathe in the Holy Ghost and create an atmosphere where God can move. Hallelujah. And then he rolled up his sleeve and went to work. Oh my God, he didn't just breathe, woo, but he rolled up his sleeve and went to work. I'm speaking to tiredness. I'm speaking to fatigue. I'm speaking to over-processed Christians. I'm speaking to everything that bothered holding you back. Hallelujah. Wayward children and not enough and bills too much and losing jobs. Come on. Emergency runs. So y'all don't hear me. I'm speaking to all that stuff and saying, take a deep breath and put some oomph back into yourself. Hallelujah. Straighten your back. Hallelujah. Grab some energy out of the Holy Ghost that you just breathed in and realize I got a work to do. It ain't over until God says it's over. I don't care who shows up and who does not show up. I got work to do. How many really in here believe you got some work to do? I just got to discover. Hallelujah. To be in my next chapter. Said it's different. Be strong. Take heart. Payday is coming. Oh, y'all remember that old song? Hallelujah. Payday is coming. After a while. Hiya. Payday is coming. He cleansed out the obscene and polluting sacred shrines from the country of Judah and Benjamin and from the towns he had taken in the hill country of Ephraim. He spruced up the altar that was in front of the temple porch, and this is the key. Then he called an assembly for all of Judah and Benjamin, including those from Ephraim and Manasseh and Simeon, hold on to that, who were living there at the time. For many had left their homes and joined forces with Asa when they saw God was on his side. Hallelujah. Infighting in the body of Christ has to stop. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. The devil is whooping us, but he ain't winning, with divisions in the body of Christ. This whole thing in America was to separate those who believed in Christ. Come on. And so we have gotten comfortable being separated. Hiya. Come on, we have been comfortable not joining together. If you know God is there, why aren't you there? What's going on that you okay being separated from where God is? Hallelujah. Where he is where I want to be. And if he's not there, I don't wanna be there. I don't care how good it looks and how great it sounds and how much money is being poured into it. I don't care how great you look on the internet and how you're able to produce
in quote excellence that we have abused that word, because excellent without God is not excellent. They all arrived in Judah in the third month of the 15th year of Asa's reign for a great assembly of worship. That's prophesying to me. For their earlier plunder, they offered sacrifices of 700 oxen, 700,000 for the worship. They paid a price. They was willing to pay the price for the worship. That'll preach. I'm going to leave that there. Then they bound themselves, and this is what I like, to a covenant to seek God. We're covenant keepers, the God of their fathers, wholeheartedly holding nothing back. And they agreed, anyone who refused to seek God should be killed, no matter who he is, young or old, man or woman. Now, we can't say stuff like that because that's politically incorrect, right? But I'm just reading what the Bible says. Hallelujah. And I think if we look at it today, if we really covenant to seek God, to go for discovery, to take this, what we have, to the next level, I think we understand that those who miss out are going to miss out because they choose to miss out. And they allow themselves to be at the mercy of the enemy. In discovery, I'm looking for what God is saying is my way out, not you. Hallelujah. So what did they do? Then they began to shout out their promises to God. Whoa, a joyful sound accompanied by blasts from trumpets and ram's horn. The whole country felt good about the covenant promise. Everybody felt good because they covenant to seek God. Hallelujah. Not for riches, not to look better than they ever looked. Hallelujah. They didn't even covenant to see how many people would buy into it. They covenant to seek God. And if God is there, everything else will fall in place. They felt good. They'd given up joyfully from the heart, anticipating the best. They had sought God and he showed up and was ready to be found. God gave them peace within and peace, most peace without. I'm going to skip on, and it goes on to tell how Asa continued to clean up. He reigned for 41 years, but if you continue the story, all of the energy he had to seek God, in the end, he missed it. You know why? Because he didn't continue in discovery. Hallelujah. We will not arrive until we're in the kingdom. Come on. God has, he still got stuff for us to discover about him. And he wants to show it to us. He said, when you sought me, God said, I'll make myself be found. I'll show up. I'll give you something to work with. Hallelujah. I'll show you something that you've never seen before. Hallelujah. I'll put a line in that song when you thought that song was perfect. He said, no. I want you to add that to that song. Hallelujah. I'll give you a line in your economics. Hallelujah. That'll change who you are economically. Your finances will fall in place. Come on. I'll give you something to work with. If you seek me. Asa's name meant healer. Asa was the king, but he had a ministry to heal. it was in him. The high point was he led the people to make a covenant to seek the Lord. Wouldn't that be great if we joined the church and the first thing they asked you was, I need you to covenant to seek the Lord. Say, wow. That you won't ever get tired of seeking the Lord. Hallelujah. That you won't ever feel like you have matured and you have arrived. But in this church, you have to always be searching for the God and what he's doing. In this church, you have to always be feeling like I'm good today, but I can be better than this. Come on. Oh my, that was the highlight of his reign. He said, the Lord spoke to me and said, tell the people of God from a prophetic anointing, I say to you, utilize the power of discovery. The prophet's name was God is Help, Azariah. The prophet, God is Help, came to the king, the healer, hallelujah, and he said, tell the people to make a covenant to seek God. Seek means to inquire, investigate, require, demand, deliberate, and earnestly and actively be in pursuit. An earnest and persistent pursuit of a genuine relationship with God involves a sense of belonging for purpose and divine connection. And I'm adding to that an divine opportunity for forward moving. A deeper delving into who he is. Not just satisfied with where you are, but looking for the opportunity to be more invested in him. Meaning means to seek, inquire, seek the Lord. Investigate. Another word for seek means to strive for something and request. Seeking something that is desired or needed. An opportunity to uncover facts, make informed decisions, and create dispositions. You know what a disposition is? It's a statement to say, I support the information that has been given. Your disposition is your experience with God already. Come on. Are you able to say, I know he's a healer because he healed me. And so when your neighbor comes to you to say, is God a healer? You say, I know he's a healer because he healed me. Healed my child. I saw him do it. I seen him heal others. And then they say in court, now put that in writing. In other words, qualify it by writing it down. Y'all following me? To make sure that it don't get lost. We would not have the scripture if God hadn't challenged them to put it in writing. We wouldn't have what we have if somebody didn't write it down. Oh my God, qualify your relationship with God so that you will look at it and say, oh, I can go back to this, but there's more, so that I don't have to get caught up and be entangled with what you're telling me. This is a pluralistic society, and the very elect will lose what they believe about God if they're not putting their ear to the ground and constantly rehearsing what the Bible says. I'm a witness. I got evidence. Hallelujah. I'll be a part of your discovery. And the good lawyer said, will you write it down? Just in case if you can't show up for court. And they go to the judge. He said, well, this sister said that God did this, this, and this. So I know that he's capable. And the judge looked at it. So, well, when did he do it? He did it then and then and then. He said, well, how did he do it? He did it just like this. Come on, somebody. And the judge said, well, is there anybody that can corroborate this story? And then he said, yes, I went to this sister over here, and I went to this brother, and they've all got it here written down that God did it. The judge said, well, I can't take this to court, hallelujah, because you've already settled it in discovery. God did it. We're in a crisis in the faith community. Lifestyle, hypocrisy, disillusionment, individualism and lack of community, personal priorities, the demands of work and family and social obligations. Addressing these often requires a strong determination to be transformed and take what you need to take that plunge into seeking God like never before. I wish we would go away from here saying, I'm in a place of discovery. I'm going to be like that baby. I'm going to challenge. Hallelujah. I'm going to look at this situation. I know this, but right now, I'm going to see if there's a little bit more to it. Hallelujah. I'm going to pay my tithes, but you know what? I'm going to give a little bit more because I'm going to see if this really works. I want to be healthy, so I'm going to follow what they're telling me to do. But I'm going to also apply the word of God and not do all of the stuff that the Bible says I shouldn't do, too. Go, don't we'll see if it works. Hallelujah. I hear what they're saying, that the economy is tanking. I hear what they're saying, that Medicaid and Medicare is going away. I hear that the dollar is not worth anything. I hear that the rich is getting richer. But I'm going to trust God, and I'm not going to be satisfied with what you have to say. Let me go to God and see what he's telling me. I need him to give me a word so I can write it down, so I can bring it before the judge, and he can say, throw that case out. You know God can do it. You know he's better than that. I can't hear what you got to say because it's proven. I'm taking a deeper dive into what I have, to who I am, to what I've got, to what I do. I'm taking a deeper dive into all my gifts and ability. I'm going a little bit deeper. I'm going to stay there a little bit longer. I'm not going to be satisfied because I'm trying to discover something else in God. Say hallelujah. And I'm done. He called his tribal relations together. Asa was the tribe of Judah. Hallelujah. Y'all know that was the praise tribe. Hallelujah. Emphasizing praise and worship and gratitude and thanksgiving. Can't have a celebration till you bring all of these together. Then he called, said, I know I'm coming with my gratitude. I'm going to show up. He said, but I need Benjamin to show up too. Hallelujah. And that was the warrior. It speaks of honor and strength and authority. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He was the son of the right hand, the last one born. Hallelujah. It speaks of his ability to rule and to reign. But that ain't enough. I need Ephraim to show up. Hallelujah. Meaning fruitfulness, prosperity, and growth. Hallelujah. It reflects Joseph's time in Egypt when he went from having nothing to having everything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He went from being the lowest to the highest. Come on now. We having a celebration, right? Hallelujah. We're celebrating, seeking the Lord. And so I'm going to call all of you together because we're not living in isolation any longer. What's our problem that we can't come together and be the many-faceted body of Christ? I'm moving. Then he said, Manasseh has to be there. The tribe who knows how to forget and forgive. Woo! Hallelujah. We're praising and thanking God, but are you harboring something against somebody that you need to let go of? Hallelujah. Why can't you forgive and let it go? Your best life is on the other side of that pain. Hallelujah. You don't even know it, but you'll discover it if you come to the celebration. Hallelujah. I'm moving on. I'm decided. Then he said Simeon has to be there. Simeon speaks to being heard, listening. God's got my attention now. Hallelujah. It's belief that God heard me. Woo! In discovery, you need all of those components working for you. Ha! And then you must be willing to do the work, to get the information, to get the revelation, to get the weapons that you need that was hidden in the back closet. But you didn't even know it was up there, but you went up there. You went up into that high place and you stayed up there long enough to see a weapon that you did not know exists. You went into that basement of your life and found a bottom place that was hindering you and saying, hey, I'm holding on to something that I should have let go of a long time ago. Say discovery. How many in here are ready to move, to work, to take the plunge, to take the deeper dive? Come on, to understand that I've missed something along the way. If you're feeling too good about yourself and too satisfied, you missed something. Because in the presence of the Lord, there's a fullness of joy. Psalm 16:11, you make known to me the path of life. In your presence is a fullness of joy, and at your right hand there are pleasures evermore. We're in a place of discovery. I know we had the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ has experienced some wonderful last 40 years with all the teaching and all the books and all the songs that were written and all the experiences. We've taken just devotional singing to the height of praise and worship, and we know how to enter into his gates thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. We know how to split the Greek words and make them make sense and the Hebrew and make them. We know how to interpret scripture like never before. We can do things that we were not privileged to. We got all kinds of translations and interpretations of the Bible that we can read. And then if we don't want to read it, we can listen to it and it can be read to us. And if we don't want that, come on, we can put it on the internet. And they'll break it down for us and tell us this is what makes sense. We've got everything and all things and a lot of things and mighty things and great things. But do you know that there is more and there's something that we've missed? Let's go for it. Stand to your feet. I'm done.